Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're kicking off here the third hour, and phones are open for you. We're going to shift gears a little bit, and Conan wants to talk about fan baiting. We've been talking about some pretty serious issues here tonight, but now you want to shift to Hollywood.
This is
stuff.
Serious, Ian.
Oh, yeah?
This is what I do in my spare time.
Fan baiting?
No, watching Hollywood crap.
All right, we'll get into it. Coming up here in a bit, it's Ian, I almost called you Bonnie, Arias, and Conan. We're going to go to your phone calls. All of a sudden, it's hour number three.
This is what happens.
At least they didn't wait until the final segment.
All of a sudden,
people stop calling in the last 10 minutes, all of you.
Everybody is on the phones now. So we're going to them. First up, we have someone claiming to be President Joe Biden on the line, calling us from the White House. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is President Joe Biden. There's been a lot of malarkey lately. People saying I'm not physically fit enough for the job. And I just want to say, you see me on that bike, and you know I am a young, virile young man, and all I can say to my
you sound like an old woman.
all I can say to my haters out there who don't understand is watch me.
Yes,
watch
he's
me.
Got it down.
Joe, is the plandemic over? Is it finally over, man? Can I go back to normal?
Listen, man, you know. You wear the mask, you don't wear the mask, we're kind of done with that whole thing, but the virus is deadly. But let me just say, I need to say this, that if you saw what Jill and I do under the sheets, you would not be doubting my youthful virility.
Joe, tell me one more thing. What the hell is wrong with your kid, man? What is wrong with Hunter?
Listen, Hunter is an artist. He's an artist. he's this generation's Picasso, okay?
Well, all right, well.
He's good. He's good. I mean, he doesn't sound anything like Joe Biden, but he's got the
talking points, the
Bidenisms or whatever down, the things that he says.
All right, well, and one more, third question. Yeah. Taiwan. Joe, what's going on with Taiwan? Are we going to defend them or not?
Listen, let me tell you, Taiwan, their cuisine is great cuisine.
Thanks for the call, man. That was a good one. Like normally, the callers we get that are trying to do voices, we don't get very many of them these days, and they usually don't. They can't hold it together. He held it together.
Yeah, talking points are good. Voice not so good.
The voice was way off, but the mannerisms were good.
I'm going to give him an 8 just for the effort.
No,
and
six.
I'm between the two of you. I'm going with 7.
Yeah. All right. We're going on here, though. We've got, let's see, who do we have here? This is Good Cops and Unicorns calling from Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thank you. So about a month ago, you guys had the story about that jail in southern Indiana that it was, I'm a podcast listener, so I don't know if you've, done any more on that since. But,
no, I have not heard anything about it. You're referring to the jail where one of the jail guards snuck a key to the female block to a couple of the inmates.
And
they then proceeded to go into the female block and then proceeded to commence a raping and pillaging of the female block. And they were not stopped for some number of hours, apparently. And this
Jesus
was also
Christ!
The same jail where it turns out there's some TLC show that does a jail. It's not
It's not the Scared Straight series. It's a different one. It's another jail television reality series. It's also filmed
like
in this jail.
60 Days In or something.
Something
I think
like
it's
that,
called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, just, you know, accidental YouTube algorithm. I sort of went down a rabbit hole and found an activist there who has a YouTube channel. And it is so, the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because it's just amazing how distorted the story that we all hear is from the reality. But summarize, the sheriff's department and, you know, the local political machine there has been siphoning so much money out of that system that they basically had no money left to run the jail. And they had one guy who was apparently trying to do 16 different people's jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in that pod of the two inmates who got out. And he was in there and he was doing actual medical treatment, apparently.
Okay.
And then they snuck out behind him, and the people that were supposed to, there's supposed to be two people in the, whatever their little office with all the cameras is, either one person was in there and sleeping or who knows, but, or maybe nobody was in there. So he was by himself in this pod with 40 odd inmates. And of course, you know, some of those people actually deserve to be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole story about him buying the key, anyway, there's, you can watch an interrogation video and see the guy who's the so-called star of that actual show you were just mentioning.
Yeah.
He's the one who went inside, and he is, it's just unreal the way they threaten and coerce this young kid into admitting that he sold the key, et cetera. And,
hold on. Just to clarify, you're saying that the jail guard they had on duty didn't sell or give the key to the inmates, that they somehow snuck out of their cell block without his knowledge and then somehow got into the female cell block? How did that happen?
Apparently, one of the COs that was supposed to be in that watch room, the office or whatever, had left their keys hanging on a hook, and they got those keys and gained access to the other pods.
Wow, it's amazing to me. Like, I mean, it
sounds like a movie.
It sounds unbelievable because having been in jail myself for
you need more than just a key to open one of these doors.
Usually, but that's the thing. Maybe this is an old facility. Maybe it doesn't have the newfangled buzzing, you know, magnetic locks that are controlled by the control room. Maybe you really can just pop a door with a key or something like that.
It sounds like it's this giant warehouse for humans, and I don't exactly know how it all works, but it's I assume it's an older one, but it sounds like it's a very large jail.
Saying this guy didn't do what they were saying. The jail guard didn't do what they were saying that he did.
I think that's absolutely true, and that they are throwing him under the bus, and this kid happens to be the one good apple that snuck through. He's actually, you know, like, has morals and ethics and stuff like that, and they are trying to bury him under the jail.
Damn. Thanks for the update on that.
Really,
do you remember what the jail was? Do you remember what the jail was called? Which county or whatever?
I believe it's Clark County, Indiana.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's a messed up story. I haven't heard anything about it.
I know, and that's what it was. Like I say, you know, algorithms just sort of took me there because of the types of videos I watch. But it just blew me away, and I started watching the interrogation videos of that guy, and then reading a little bit of what I could find. Can I plug a YouTube channel? I have no affiliation or anything, but where you can actually see the interrogation of this young man and read a little bit about. It's called For Public Safety. And that guy, apparently, what I gather is he's one of these people that got wrong door raided last year, I believe, and sort of in his journey of doing research, trying to find out, you know, hey, where do I get these toxins? I want to see what happened here, you know. And he was just stonewalls and stonewalls and stonewalls, so that, you know, he actually started getting active, and he's now documenting just how messed up that is.
CBS News, Night of Terror. 28 female inmates at Indiana jail allege sexual assault by male prisoners after guard sold key cells.
There's an update, too. Thank you for the call. We'll get an update on this in a moment here. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Are you?
And Conan.
I want to say thanks to Clamoring, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Clamoring contributing to AMPS the amount of $5 a month. That's a silver level. It's all we ask for. We appreciate the assistance. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to directly support what we do here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to join Clamoring, just go to amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our Patreon page where you can get signed up and you can help us out. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you, Clamoring, for your support at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Conan, you and I were digging around a little bit here looking at the news regarding this, or any updates regarding the Clark County Jail, where there are lawsuits that have been filed
by the 28 inmate women who were sexually abused.
So they say. And maybe they were. I don't know. It's hard to know what the truth is in this circumstance because, well, you can't really trust the sheriff who runs the jail, right? And you can't really trust, you know, some of these inmates either, because apparently one woman has now come out, and this is a story published within the last week, coming from WAVE3.com. Several women say they've been assaulted in the Clark County Jail back in October. They filed a lawsuit against the county sheriff, Jamie Noel, and other officers, which claims that a former jail officer gave male inmates a key that allowed them to get inside the female inmates' housing pod.
Sold the key.
Right. It didn't say that here in this article, but it did say that in other stories. But in a video,
I don't believe that from the beginning, because that's so obviously going to get traced back to him and get him charged and fired and all manner of other things.
Or you just turn the cameras off.
But they're going to know that, you know, someone gave this guy the key, and if he's the only guard working, as he claims...
You can't trust criminals. They're going to lie, right? That's what they do by nature.
It doesn't matter if they lie. They very clearly had the key, and there's only one person they could have gotten the key from.
Arya. Epstein didn't hang himself. I'm sorry. These things happen, or they don't happen.
I know. I don't even think. I don't think you're paying attention to what I'm saying here, which is just that he's the only guy there, right? This is why I don't believe in
there. Well, there were two security guards with guarding Epstein, allegedly.
So are you saying you believe they turned the cameras off? So you're saying you believe that this guy sold the inmates his key?
I'm saying all they have to do to get away is to turn the cameras off. And they can do anything they want.
I know they can, but there's still 28 women here who are going to testify that these men were in their cell, and they're probably going to have some sort of evidence being able to prove that these two men were in their cell overnight.
Well, if they got raped, then they should have
evidence. They have evidence. Exactly. They've had a whole month, or almost a month, to get DNA.
But that
so it's demonstrable that these two men were in their cells, right? There's no way this guard who provided them with this key, allegedly, could have thought that he could somehow get away with this.
Unless he's an idiot. Fool. Well, you know how, you know when it comes to cops. Sorry, cops out there, the good ones, the good apples out there.
That's true.
They do tend to hire cops with low IQ. So, I mean, this is...
And a lot of CEOs, they couldn't become cops, so they got the job as a CEO. So it's like these are the guys who couldn't be cops.
Yep. The lowest of the low.
But that said... here's what this person is saying now. According to WAVE3, a video posted by the sheriff is now showing a female inmate saying she was pressured to lie. The sheriff now has a website dedicated to, quote, what he calls the facts, which, of course, is just his side of the story.
It's right. Like Ukraine saying, get the facts about this war from us.
He updates it with pictures and videos of what he says actually happened on the night of the incident, and now he's posted what he calls a bombshell. Noah claims the video shows an interview with a woman who was in jail on the night of the incident. She claims she was told to lie. The woman said, quote, she's telling me not to talk to nobody, not even nobody in the pod, she said. Former jail officer David Lowe, the one accused of selling keys to the male inmates, worked at the jail before he was arrested. That's when the female inmates say they were harassed, assaulted, and raped. But the female inmate being interviewed by the sheriff's office says she was told several women had filed major lawsuits against the jail and that everyone should stick to the story. Quote, she wanted me to tell them that some guy pushed me down, threatened me, and I started hyperventilating, and he left when I started hyperventilating, and that I'm having nightmares nightmares from this. I can't sleep and have headaches and all, the woman said.
Huh. So what did the sheriff's office offer her to get her to say this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let her out early.
I have no doubt that many of the 28 women here are lying. You know, of course they are. Some of them are.
They see this as their ticket out, right?
To be wealthy as hell when they do get out. I don't know. No one's got pure motives here.
Nope.
But the sheriff certainly does not either.
Yeah, well, all right. Nope. At least two of these 28 were raped. Show me the DNA. You know how to do it.
Dude, I am never in my life will I demand a rape victim. Show me the DNA evidence. That's so horrific, Conan. What do you want her to do?
Hold on. Here's the thing.
They do rape DNA checks all the time.
But not in jail, I bet you, Conan. Like, it's one thing. If you get raped on the outside, you can just go to the hospital. I know it's not easy for someone to do this necessarily, but you could, without restriction, go to the hospital, have a rape kit done, and have the evidence.
If you're a victim, wouldn't you be asking for this?
You might be, but inside a jail, they could just say, yeah, we'll get to you as soon as we can. And then you just sit there for 3 days nothing.
But this sheriff, who is also being blamed for not providing a safe environment, he would be on it in a second. He would be on it within the hour. Get those people checked.
No,
not if he knew they had been.
Not if it was his fault for not putting enough staff members on at the time.
They blamed him. He is being blamed. That's why he started this website.
So why would he be in a hurry to prove that what they were saying is true?
Because his name is on the line.
So he's proving them right that his name is trash.
He doesn't want them to be able to prove this case. His name is on the line. That's why.
If he wants to clear his name, he would say, you need to get a rape test.
Why would that clear his name?
Because it would prove whether or not it even happened.
Rape. They're not accusing him of rape. If the rapes did happen,
he would want to clear his name by saying they didn't happen. If he knew that they didn't really happen.
But that's the thing. If they did happen, he doesn't want the evidence to get out about it. Right? Because then that's proof of what these women are saying is true.
I don't think anyone is disputing that two men invaded their cell and raped some of them.
I think that is being disputed.
I think it's being disputed.
It was being disputed that it was 28 women, but some of them at least.
Most of them claimed microaggressions. They said they saw male inmates that were showing their genitalia.
Some.
That was it.
The rumor at the time, even when we were first talking about this story, is that some of the women wanted these men. In their cells.
Well, they've probably been in jail for a while. I mean,
right. So there's a little bit more here. So she claims that this is not true. She was told what to say by her fellow female inmates who were probably threatening.
So we already know she'll lie and say what people tell her to say. So why should I believe her now?
So why wouldn't she lie for the sheriff? So she says, according to the detective, just to be clear, though, none of that happened, correct? And the woman said, none of that happened. But the inmate took it a step further. She claimed none of the assaults ever happened. Quote, when all the men did leave the pod, nobody ever said anything that I was raped, I was sexually assaulted, I was beaten up, I was forced to do this, the detective asked. And she said, nope, none of that started until they said they got caught. When Lowe got arrested and they got busted, that's when all that came up, she said. So she's saying the whole thing is BS. Further, she says the male and female inmates were making plans for the next time that they were going to have a little visit. So what's the real story here? You decide. More coming up here. It is.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Wall Street is closing lower ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve. Policymakers are expected to announce a 0.75% rate hike as they wrap up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 313 points. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says he wants Congress to start working on the annual National Defense Authorization Act in October. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, promises the NDAA will be part of the Senate's agenda.
There's 1 week we can't meet because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be meeting in October. NDAA will be part of what we do.
Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here, number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We're going to get back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I did find the website from the Clark County Sheriff.
This is a rabbit hole.
In Indiana, yeah it is. Who knows what the truth is here, but if you want to get his side of the story, which tells, you know, again, their side of it, it gets into they locked down the jail, of course, and tried to find the keys that were sold. He doesn't, by the way, he's still throwing his guy under the bus. This David Lowe, the corrections officer.
Well, he's got to. Otherwise, they're like, hey, well, actually, no, that doesn't make any sense. Why would he do that? If he could instead say, look, guys, we're just not getting enough money. We just need more money to the correctional institute. I'm sorry.
Oh, he'll probably do that.
I know, but why isn't he? He'd be up there, guys, I'm sorry. You know, he was the only person on staff. The inmates took his keys. It's terrible.
No, apparently, he's saying that the bribe was real. He's saying $1,000 bribe.
It doesn't make any sense.
God, maybe he's a dumbass. I don't know.
He's scapegoating.
I know, but he could scapegoat the lack of money.
Well, he can still do that. He can do both.
He can throw this guy under the bus, right, and ask for more money.
We need more staff. Because if it's true that this Corrections Officer David Lowe really did take a $1,000 bribe to give some inmates access
dude,
to some keys.
That's nothing.
It's right. Well, that's the thing. It's on a corrections officer's budget, though, or salary. It might be
a quarter of the month, a whole month.
If he's making
it may be like 2 weeks of pay or something like that. But like,
but for free.
He's probably going to end up. There's no way he thought he was going to get away with
you're,
this.
But saying, yeah, Ari, you brought up a really good point. That how did he think he was going to get away with this? Unless he's an idiot.
Yeah, he must be a dumbass. I don't know. Who knows? But then again, his side of the story is different.
How could someone be that stupid?
Well, look at all the people in jail. Most of them are low IQ idiots.
Well, but remember, his side of the story is different, right? So our caller that brought this whole story up said the interview with this David Lowe says that he didn't sell the key and that it was just taken from behind his back, basically. So who knows? The sheriff, though, is saying that the key was sold. So the sheriff is not backing his guy. Anyway, the website is clarkfacts.com. If you want to read the sheriff's side of the story, in that case, they do have some video footage, including the interview.
I'm gonna go home tonight and buy ClarkTruth.com. I'm gonna do it right now.
Clark Strong.
All right, so I want to go back to the phones here. We got Vondra on the line. She's in California. Vondra, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I have a real sustainable solution to homelessness that the politicians are ignoring me.
Okay.
Newsom's office, Bass. It's going to bleed over to help mitigate climate change as well. I've done research for a year. Okay?
All right, let's hear it. What's the solution?
Okay.
This is going to save everything. This is going to be the end of the energy crisis. This is I'm ready. I'm ready. Do it.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Horsepower, biomass, electricity and heat production ranches.
Horse. We don't have enough horses.
Yes, they're going to slaughter. 37,000 horses at least are going to slaughter. It's down. But, you know, a horse comes off the racetrack and goes to slaughter. We need to build these biomass production ranches like Elon Musk could help. We need those kind of people to
help.
Hold up.
So let me see if I'm following what you're saying. There's 37,000 horses going to slaughter. Instead of slaughtering them, you're saying put them to work generating electricity on a ranch?
Right. Finland is already doing it.
What do they do?
What
are they walking on a treadmill?
No. Listen, Fortum Horsepower, Finnish energy company in Finland. The manure and bedding of only 3 horses provide heat and electricity for a single-family home for a year. They're running horse shows off of this kind of power, and they're also contributing to their own electric grid.
Why don't they just do cows? Why aren't they collecting cow manure, which we have an abundance of, and they're claiming those cow farts are destroying the environment?
It sounds like there may actually be a company out there that is utilizing horses to some degree to generate power. And, I mean, cows
horses have to eat too.
Look, this is how it goes. This is how it works, okay? Fortum Horsepower in Finland, they're already doing this technology. What we need to do is we need to build horsepower ranches and plants for processing the manure and the wood chip bedding.
How is this going to help the homeless, though?
Okay, at the same time, you build home communities on these ranches.
Out of manure?
You have the homeless. No. You have the homeless who would live on these ranches and work. There will be communities. There will be nice ranches. Ideal.
But what if the homeless just want to drink?
Well, don't we all?
It doesn't make sense. You take all of the food that those horses are consuming, you could just feed to the homeless.
Well, look up Finnish energy company first, it sounds like they found a way to make it work.
They do. Finland is already doing it.
It's horse manure, according to Euronews.
And wood chip bedding. Wait a minute. Yeah. Horse manure and wood chip bedding in a biomass production plant.
Oh, so that's where the biomass part comes in. Okay.
Wait. Then you have the beautiful ranches, okay? You have the homeless without the mental illness. We would produce electricity and heat. Electricity for our
What part of this makes the mental illnesses for that the homeless are notorious for go away? What part of this treats that?
Okay, now you have those who are severely mentally ill and those who are not. So we become producers, okay, of biomass energy production. So then we would take from the state and give to the federal government the money to reopen some of these homeless mental institutions.
Why do you have to get the federal government involved in this?
Well, because the states can't get together. You know, everybody's doing everything else.
What's the other word for cow manure? Because this sounds like that.
I can't. I can't tell if we're being trolled or not. Are we being trolled?
I think she's for real. I think she's for real. You really believe this?
It is not. Go, you know, go to Fortum Horsepower in Finland.
I agree with you that people are trying to do this, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
No, it
doesn't. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't make any sense.
I'm a farmer. This doesn't make any sense.
Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay to set up these horse farms?
Okay, so what we need are investors to begin with. You know, like Elon Musk. He needs something to do with
his money. Where does he get his money? Where does he get his money? He gets his money from the taxpayer.
How much taxpayers went for people going on a bus? Huh? How much are we busing people or illegal immigrants?
Let me ask you this. Let's say you get investors. Let me, Vondra, let's say you get the investors, okay? And if you can do this with investors, great, right? Like, if it doesn't take government money to set this up,
investors will never do it because it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
We need a prototype ranch in California. The prototype. The one prototype ranch, okay?
Fine.
We need people on board who are geniuses at this. I know what we need to go based on where Finland is going, based on the technology.
I've got questions, Vondra. Listen. All right, so I got questions.
Alrighty.
Let's say you can get your investors just for the prototype, right? You don't have to go wide. You don't have to go crazy and have 30 ranches or whatever. Just one ranch, prototype ranch for the horsepower manure thing. All right,
okay.
So you got your investors on board. How are you going to convince homeless people who, not all of them, but a lot of them just want to lay around and get high all day long? How are you going to convince them that they should go work on this ranch?
Okay, let me tell you this. Let's take some vets, some homeless vets. Let's take some people who, even from COVID-19, have been kicked out of their place and really want to do. I know people like this. You know, when I was in film,
but there's a job everywhere right now. Why are they going to want to go on a ranch when they can just go down to any place they want to work and get a job?
And not work on a ranch, which is hard.
Yeah.
It's not. With horses, this is not hard. We're not talking about hard work. We're talking about mentally.
Shoveling manure is hard work.
No, they don't have to shovel.
What do you do? Wait, hold on. What do you do for a living?
Do you know what happens in a bad
shoveling manure is hard.
Yes, it is. But there are other things on this biomass production recipe. Are you even familiar with horses?
I don't know.
Dragging around buckets of feed to feed the stupid horses. Why don't you just do cows? This is crazy. I thought we were going to have a hard time with Sarah tonight. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you for the call, Vondra.
We just got trolled.
I don't think so, man.
Vondra, good troll.
I don't think. Vondra, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Let us know how it goes. Let us know when you get those investors, okay? I don't think it's going to happen. There's more coming up here. It is free.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version
of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you're on the lines at 603-283-6160 here tonight, it's Ian Macario.
And Conan.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We just had a really unusual call from Vondra in California. And I kind of feel like she's the Sarah of California.
much more intelligible.
She was talking about...
She's just as harebrained of a, you know,
yeah, but
the
California logic.
She sounded like
way out
it
there.
It sounded like she actually
maybe went to college. Whereas,
her plan
whereas
was Sarah, for cows to poop everywhere,
Sarah
man.
Sarah is a high school dropout, whereas this woman seems like she was a straight-up college graduate, maybe even a, you know, master's. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, no way. I feel like she's got a little more going on than Sarah does, but Sarah is actually on the line here, and so I want to bring her in to get her comments. But first, I do have the story about the Finland thing, just to give us some idea of what was feeding into her belief system, what she had heard about. This is the FEI World Cup jumping show. So an equestrian show in Helsinki used horse manure to provide electricity. According to reports, according to Euronews.com, more than 100 tons of manure from 370 horses were used to create 150 megawatts of energy that not only provided electricity for the four-day event, but also heated 26 small flats in Helsinki for a month. The event director commented about it, blah, blah, blah. Fortum Horsepower, which has helped the event power lights and scoreboards.
Horsepower, Jesus Christ.
Consecutive
people.
Year. provides heat for approximately 1,250 customers in the area all year round. The VP of the company said, quote, "We first started to use horse manure here in 2015, first in small test amounts and then slowly ramping up the production and getting what is roughly now 10%. So they're only doing 10%.
And this is just like the bug eating argument.
No, I don't think so, dude.
If you think about the big picture, I mean, why don't you just burn the food, the feed that you're feeding the horse? Why don't you just burn it?
Well, I mean, the thing
instead of turning it into a horse and so you converting it into manure.
Good question.
No. It's not a good question.
They're not looking at the big picture.
Horses are going to poop.
So are cows.
Yes.
You can also eat the cow.
So there's nothing wrong with finding something productive to do with that manure.
I absolutely agree.
All they're doing.
But cows you can also eat.
But also, what's the cost?
But people have horses.
I agree with what you're saying, Aria, but there's a cost, right?
Right.
I mean, unless they've actually got the horses standing above some sort of, you know, machine that collects the poo.
You don't have to do that. You just go in there with a tractor afterwards and scoop it up.
Right. But, I mean, there's a certain level of efficiency here, right? And so somebody's got to scoop it. Somebody's got to, you know, move it.
But they're already doing that. They are already scooping and moving the poop.
Well, I agree with Aria, it would absolutely have to be cost effective.
I agree with Aria. I think they should use that manure.
Because you seem upset about it.
Because it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Which part's ridiculous?
The fact that they're defending horses.
But they
don't do anything.
But there are.
Why don't you just raise cows and do what you're doing with the manure already?
Because people ride horses. Some people eat horses. Presumably they make glue out of horse bones.
No. They don't eat horses.
They feed horses to dogs. Okay, there are horse shows. There are all manner of
true
things
horses.
That people do with horses.
Okay, here's another thing they're forgetting. Manure is also very good for gardening. It's also very good for crops.
Okay, so use some of it for that, too. There's plenty of horses and plenty of poop.
Use all of it. Use all of it for the crops.
But they can get electricity from some of it.
This is ridiculous. This is just like the bug-eating argument. This is what these greenies spend all their time fathoming, coming up with these great ideas on how to save the planet, and they're idiots because they've never worked a day in their life and they don't know how this works.
The difference between the bugs.
Go work on a farm. Go work on a farm for one effing day, you Vondra. I don't know. Holy crap, man.
I think there's a difference between the bug thing and the horse thing.
No, it's the same thing.
No,
energy in, energy out.
The bugs they're making to feed to people. The horses, they're just saying,
what are the
hey,
bugs
take
eat?
That
no,
poop,
no, no. What are the bugs? Bugs eat. What do the bugs eat?
Feed.
Just like chickens.
Yeah.
Just like horses. Just like cows. Just like everything else. Energy in, energy out. What are you actually getting? What are the calories you're getting out of these bugs?
Look,
why not just eat chicken?
Okay. But some people like horses. They're not eating. Yeah. They're not getting horses because they're like, you know, this is almost as good as a cow, but not as good.
If you're starving and you can't,
like them.
If you're starving and you can't afford energy this winter, screw horses.
I don't think it would be a good idea to buy horses to try to make power from, Conan. But I agree with Aria. Like, if you've already got horses and you don't know what to do with the poop and you can, like, burn it and make it a little bit of power, okay.
Trust me, they've already figured out a way to do something with the horse poop. They're putting it on. They're probably selling it to farmers.
Let me bring Sandra. I was almost called her. Sarah is on the line here. Sarah, were you listening to Vondra's call from California?
She sounds pretty California. They want to save the green energy, the whole recycling, and also the California. They count their ballots if you mail it out on election day, as long as it's postmarked.
So you're not buying Vondra's idea. You don't think it's going to fly, this horse homeless, because you care about the homeless. You didn't think her idea to put the homeless to work on a horse farm is a good plan?
Well, I mean, it sounds kind of good. You could try it out, I guess. Anything, I mean, is worth a try.
You were homeless, would you have gone to work on one of these horse farms?
You know, after I get rested up, but you're so wore out. I don't believe in making the homeless people work at the homeless shelter because they're so wore out.
They're not making you work. They're asking you, would you like to have a job? Would you like a good paying job to go work?
What are the homeless people so wore out from?
So you can actually go buy groceries on your hard-earned money that you earned.
Had they been shooting up too much heroin? They were all worn out from that? Like, what are they wore out from?
Well, I mean, just not properly getting, figuring out where to go eat, where to take a shower. You're just always tired.
Now, look, I get it. If you're homeless and you're standing on this, because I see them here, they're standing on the side of the road sometimes. They stand out there all day.
Those two, they're not even from here. They're from Massachusetts.
Really? You talk to them?
Yep. They're not even from Keene.
They make better money here?
They make a special journey to here.
Because it makes them more money?
Yep.
Yeah.
Too much competition down there in the cities.
I'll give them this. Standing there in the sunlight, that is exhausting. That's hard to do.
I guess.
I mean, that's not easy.
I guess.
I mean, standing in general, it's takes energy.
Standing, right? And just standing out in the sun all day long, that's not an easy thing to do.
Sarah, what do you think about horse manure-powered speed lights? Traffic lights.
I don't know if they could do something like that, but I really called them about my, I'm going to vote by mail. And
why?
Then,
why vote?
Because she's lazy. Well, she doesn't want to leave her house.
Well, something to do, and plus we got a drop-off box.
That's something to do?
Yeah, the mailman.
Generally, people don't consider staying home when you could go out something to do.
How the hell boring is your life that, like, voting is something you can do to occupy your time? Read a book.
Go
take a walk. Oh, wait, you might get hit by a car.
But I'm gonna walk it. After I complete it, put it on the inner, and I'm going to walk it to, we got a drop-off box.
Oh, you're going to walk to the mailbox?
I don't want to use it.
Wow.
No,
you
it's
really...
a drop-off box. It's not a mailbox.
Oh, it's just for votes. It's just for votes.
Just for ballots.
Do they put that in the trailer park? Is one of those actually in the trailer park?
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
So we got a brand new county clerk office, and they're going to have a camera on it. So they
hold up. So you're going to go all the way to the county clerk office just to drop a mail in?
No, it's right in the trailer park.
Well, here's the thing. Is that I don't want it to be lost in the mail or take
stuff. Where is the box? Where is the box that you have to take this to?
Downtown. They just at the county clerk. They have the.
Why not just go to the voting precinct and vote that day? If you have to drive somewhere.
I just like to vote by mail just because I can. You don't want to New Mexico?
So you're not voting by mail if you take it to the county clerk's office. That's where they calculate all the votes.
No, the thing is that, they send me the ballots. I can fill it out at home. And when I get it ready, I can just put it in the Dropbox box. I'm utilizing
it. Yeah, where's the Dropbox box?
At the county clerk's office.
So why not just go vote that day, man?
What do you mean when you get it ready? It takes like 12 seconds to fill out a ballot.
Not really. No, it takes me about like a...
Well, maybe she's researching.
When I get around to it.
Oh, wait, she's got internet now. She can research.
You know, I take it back. I don't think Vonder was trolling us at all. I think Sarah's been trolling us for years.
No way. She's real.
Are you real?
Come on. She's not putting us on.
Yeah, I'm for real. You know what? New Mexico,
how could you be that dedicated to a troll job? I don't think so.
You know what? Other states.
I think she's an AI. How long has she been on? Because 2016 was the day that the internet died and AI took over. She's been longer than that?
We had her on in 2016.
You know, I'm proud of New Mexico.
All right. Well, tell us about it another night. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. We didn't get to the fan baiting.
It's not going to go away. All right, it's a new thing.
Mark it for next week, Conan.
Fan baiting. I hate you, Hollywood. You're ruining my life.
In fact, we didn't even get to all the phone calls. It's just been wall-to-wall calls all third hour.
Yeah, people, stop calling in the last 10 minutes or even the last third hour. We're on for 3 hours.
They can call whenever they want. At least, you know, we got to talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
So, hey, out of time tonight. See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.